In 1824, Carnot proposed a completely reversible cycle. Now, this cycle has the highest efficiency of any cyclic process that operates between the same two thermal reservoirs. We'll show why this is true at the end of this lesson. The efficiency of the Carnot cycle is the standard against which the efficiency of all real cycles is compared. We'll begin this lesson by describing each step in a Carnot gas power cycle operating in a closed system. We'll plot the process path on a PV diagram and explain the graphical interpretation of the work produced by the cycle. Now, we will then explain what happens when the processes that make up this cycle are executed in reverse order. The result is a Carnot refrigeration or heat pump cycle. Then we move on to a discussion of Carnot cycles in open systems. This is the part of the lesson that will be used most in the lessons and chapters ahead. Finally, we will discuss the two most important attributes of Carnot cycles. These are called the Carnot principles. Now, before we dive into the Carnot cycle, let's take a quick look at the nature of reversible compressions and expansions.